this powerful nigga dread at work here.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 65 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupid Egg.
I command our black nigga soul back to the death of hell.
Tonight's guests will be Skyman Eyes and Man Bear Pig.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
And I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing nothing make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart.
Hey, I introduced another coworker to Chimp Out Radio.
Another one? Holy crap.
Yeah, this guy, he's about 50. He's a really nice guy, just real quiet and unassuming. And he does specialty work for us, so he doesn't know a lot of the mechanical end of it.
Okay.
So I was working with him over at one of the universities, and we're just bullshitting, and he starts whining about his kid. He's like, yeah, I don't know what to do with my kid. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, he hangs out with all these black kids. All his friends are black, and he dates black girls, and he's the only white kid on the basketball team, and he's going on and on and on. I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And I go, dude, your kid's a fucking wigger.
Right.
And he goes, a what? And I said, a wigger. And there's this other young kid working with us, and he starts fucking laughing his ass off. He's like, yeah, dude, your kid's a wigger. Your kid's a wigger. And he goes, what's a wigger? I've never heard of that. So I Googled it on my iPhone, and it comes up with this stupid white kid doing gang signs with a hat on crooked and a saggy pants. He goes,
right.
He goes, yeah, that's how he dresses. So we're all laughing. We're like, dude, your kid's a wigger. Ah. So I didn't see him for about 6 months, and they sent him over to help me out. And we're just bullshitting. I said, hey, check this out, man. Check out this thing I got on my iPod. And I played the last episode, and I played the part with the spider.
Oh, yeah.
About the sex toys and the grape drink and everything. And he's laughing his ass off. And I stop it. And he goes, man, those guys got it nailed. He goes, all my kids' friends, they come over and that's all they drink is grape soda. So I finally told him, like, hey, dude, can you keep a secret? And he goes, okay. And I go, that was me. And he goes, I thought that was you. He goes, you... when do you have time to do this? He goes, you guys are like Lamont and Tonelli. He goes, it's really professionally done. He goes, I would have never known you were just doing this out of your office or out of your house. I go, well, I don't do it. I go, this other guy, the other host, he's the one that puts it all together. I just hang out. But he said it sounded really professional.
And hey, good.
And he goes, you guys got the black folks down, man. You know all their little nuances.
Yeah. We do, don't we?
Yeah. It's so easy to stereotype, though.
I know. The material writes itself, really.
I mean, they're all the fucking same.
Yeah, they are.
They all listen to the same music. They all dress the same. They all wear the same stupid shoes, have the same movements, the same manner of speak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're niggers. Doesn't matter what part of the country you go to, they're all the same.
I know. You're what, about 2,000 miles from me? And your niggers are doing the same shit my niggers are doing.
I know. You can go to the UK and the niggers are doing the same thing, just with a British accent.
They just do it on the left side of the street.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thresher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks, this is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
We got Skymanize with us, and Skymanize, you've been on the site forever. You've done quite a bit for the site. You've done lots of posts on chimptube.tv, tons of Nigaroka. Your voice has met on the show for the songs that you've sung, and it's really great to have you with us. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, if I was any better, I couldn't stand it, and I sure appreciate you guys asking me to come on the show, and I appreciate all of the work that you guys do.
Oh, well, thank you.
DJ does all the work. I just hang out and drink beer and play the sidekick here.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to drink the beer, right?
That's true.
Well, yeah, DJ doesn't drink, so I drink his half for him.
Well, that's good. That you know, one guy stays good in stone, the other guy asks the pertinent questions, right?
Right. So, you're in Texas, right?
Yeah, right now, yeah. I've got a house in Florida and one in Texas.
Yeah, because I knew you were in Florida before because I talked to you, like almost 2 years ago. You sent me a song that your band did a long time ago. And I remember that it was in the Panhandle or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, correct. The band is no longer. So I'm just, you know, now reduced to doing the making fun of niggers with the Niggeroki.
Well, you do a great job.
I try. And, you know, I got to give all the credit to Justin Iger. He's the guy that got me going. And, you know, we're worldwide with this Niggeroki stuff now.
That's right.
Yeah, I actually saw some stuff that was transposed to Japanese.
What?
Yeah, no shit.
One of your songs?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm guessing that, you know, Tokyo's listening to Billy Idol's White Power Wedding, you know. That's a good thing. I don't know how well that's received there or not, but...
I don't know. They must like it if they translated it.
You got to look at society this way. You know, we have a blight on, and I don't want to sound racist here, no. But we have a blight on society, and it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, yeah, it is, and we need to do something about it.
Yeah, well, we are. We're making fun of them and trying to get by.
I think the first step is making fun of them, and as people start to make fun of them, then they'll start to look at their actions and their behaviors, and it'll change from there.
Well, that's exactly what I do, you know, in my Niggeroki videos. The lyrics are set up to point out the problems. You know, I don't think that I'm making anything up in there. You know, a lot of people will shoot me emails saying, you know, those lyrics are very true.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got a lot of people out there that, you know, say, well, this is all politically incorrect or whatever, but I'm just having fun with it. You know, I'm not really, I'm not a Nazi, I'm not a skinhead, you know. But the thing about this is niggers are afraid of the swastika. Niggers are afraid of anything to do with Adolf Hitler. It pisses them off, it bothers them. So, you know, I like to throw a lot of that stuff in there just for that reason. But, you know, like I said, I have a lot of fun with it. And I hope that, you know, and I keep track of everything. I think I've gotten over, I think right at 168,000 views on Chimp Out.
Dang.
Yeah, wow. That's totally combined on, I think I've got 80, well, in fact, I know this, I have 83 videos currently on Chimp Out right now.
So you record these songs, you do your own Niggeroki songs, and you put them up on chimptube.tv, and you get tons and tons and tons of hits. What do you do? I mean, are you doing this in your spare time? I mean, do you...
No, it's really not that difficult to do if you basically know what you're doing, and I'm not really doing anything that's very technical. I'm just, you know, putting lyrics to songs. You know, I have to obtain the karaoke music, and, you know, it's a blast. It's a lot of fun, and like I said, I can't say enough about Justin Iger. You know, he did quite a bit of Niggeroki before I ever did, and... you know, I took it from him and just went from, I guess, to another level with it.
You did. Now, what if there are chimpers that are listening that want to do their own versions of their songs? How can they go about doing their own niggerokies?
Well, basically get the karaoke music or the, you know, the background music.
From where?
Oh, there's all kinds of places online where you can get, like, karaoke downloads.
For free?
Oh, no. You have to pay for them. It's not real expensive. Some of the sites are, some of them aren't. I can't even... I think the one I do is I think it's called Karaoke Downloads. I'm not exactly sure.
Is it like iTunes? You pay like 99 cents a song?
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, it's not bad at all. It's worth it.
I get mine from YouTube. I just, if there's a song I want to do, I just go to YouTube and I type in the name of the song and the artist and then the word karaoke. And if a good track comes up, then I just rip the audio off of that.
Yeah, well, that'll work. And plus, I had a program a while back, and it stopped working, where you could actually, I think Justin actually has this, where you can take the lyrics out of any song.
Yeah, you can do that if it's a stereo song and the vocals are in mono. There is a way that you can do that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, man. I mean, I've made some funny ones, and I think I might have made a couple that were, you know, kind of floppy if you look by the amount of views and stuff like that. But, you know, my favorite one is Every My Dick I Take. That's my rap. And, you know, to me, that one, you know, I wrote that so well. And here I am, you know, kind of blowing my horn here, but it's hilarious.
What was that one that you did? It was an Archie's tune.
Ah, nigger, nigger.
Nigger, nigger. Yeah, instead of sugar, sugar, or whatever.
Instead of sugar, sugar. Yeah. That one, you know, went over pretty well and stuff, too. And I think the Billy Idol ones, you know, that I've done have been pretty good. And the new ZZ Top stuff, you know, I'm enjoying that.
Yeah. Hey, Skyman Eyes, if we ever do a fundraiser CD of Niggeroki, would you be on it?
Well, sure.
You're awesome.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You can, yeah. Problem.
Okay, now what does your name Skyman Eyes mean?
Oh shit, I was afraid you would get around to that.
I've wondered this for years. What is it?
I've told people in the past that it means nigger hater in Istanbul. Can we just leave it at that?
Okay.
No, we want to know. Spit it out.
Oh, okay. Real
we can
truth.
Edit this off the radio, but I got to know.
No, okay, real truth, I don't care if it's on the radio or not. At one time, several years ago, I actually managed a Simon Eyes car wash and detail center.
Okay.
Okay, Simon Eyes. And the little Uyghur kids and the niggers would always refer to it as Skamon Eyes.
Oh, so it's just a play on nigger speak.
Yes, so basically all of, you know, I started off using that as an actual screen name for online video, like playing SOCOM and things like that.
Yeah.
And everyone just got to call me Skim, and it stuck.
Okay, because I know I mispronounced your name for a long time. I thought it was Skimonis.
Well, it's Skimonis, man.
It makes sense. Niggers mispronounce anything they're given.
True.
Oh, certainly. They got to mispronounce everything.
They have to. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us this week.
Appreciate you guys having me on, man.
Look at her. Just right here. Goes out to every nigga who be boiling their baby on the stove that they truly love. Seemed like yesterday we used to smoke that rock. Black on black mirror all around the block. Far from hanging on the block for dough. We kill each other and Whitey knows that shit ain't always what it seemed to be. I'd rather lay around and scratch my fleas. Even though you bees dead, we still inside. Kill each other on a Saturday night. In future we got it made. We'll only pass the third grade. We're in some time on the ways I feel. Can't help myself, it's my blood to steal. So hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for blessing me with a big fat dick that hangs to my feet. Feel good to let it down. When I walk, it drags on the ground like this, like that. It's so big and black and fat.
This is Mel Afrikaans, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey! Yep. Hey, Man Bear Pig, it's DJ and Whitey.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing terrific.
How's that drunk tank award treating you? Hey, I gotta ask, were you going for a double yesterday? I was watching the shout box, and I'm like, no, you can't have two in 1 week.
I know, you know, no, I was actually yesterday, I was just too wasted to even continue. I ended up putting myself to bed early. that was bad. The other night, I was having fun. You know, you get on the site and you read some of these crazy stories and it just cheers you up so much. And you know, I got a kick out of some of that shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We love Chimp Out. And, you know, you've been around the site for a long time. Tell us, how did you find Chimp Out in the first place?
It started with me when that Shannon Christian case, you guys know about it, most of us
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was following that, and I Googled it one time, and there was a link to a site called chimpout.com. I forget what post it was, but I went to the Chimp Out site, and I said, this is too great. Back then, I remember Malafakaram was he was an admin back then. He was heavily involved in it, and
sure.
I PM'd him, and he got me set up and started on it. And just from then on, it was love at first sight.
That happens to a lot of people.
I know. A lot of folks don't know this site's out there, and boy, I've been thinking about typing it up in big 32-point font and stapling the papers to the telephone poles out there.
But you know, that's the beauty of it, is we don't even have to advertise. We don't have
no.
We don't have to spam other sites. We don't have to do banner ads or radio or TV or anything, because people just find us. It's like they were led to us the same way you did. Everyone just ends up where they're supposed to be, and this is their big happy home.
A lot of people find us just on Google searches, you know, Google nigger stole my bike, or I hate niggers, or fuck niggers, and boom, Chimp Out pops up in the first, covering up the first couple pages.
I know.
Amazing. Yeah. So, Man Bear Pig, I've always wanted to ask you this. What does your screen name and avatar mean?
Oh, it's a ripoff on South Park.
Well, what's the episode? I never saw that.
Yeah, I can't remember which episode it is. Al Gore. You guys know Al Gore, mm-hmm. in his global warming crusade. Well, South Park was ripping on him, and they had Al Gore come to South Park to warn all the people about the next greatest crisis facing humanity. And he pulls up this picture of Man Bear Pig. But he's just a total idiot. They make him out perfectly. I don't know if you guys like Al Gore or not, but
I hate that guy.
He's an idiot.
He's a dumbass.
And then they just rag him so bad. Oh, it's funny.
But, you know, Al Gore has helped out humanity. He did invent the internet for us.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah.
That's true. You know, we ought to thank the guy.
Yeah, without him, we wouldn't have chimpout.com.
Yeah, so anyway, that's a short story.
All right. Well, we're glad you're with us tonight. And, Whitey, what's going on this week in the world of niggers?
Oh, my God. I've got a doozy for you. Nigger kills homeless man with an axe and eats brains and eyeballs.
It's the zombie apocalypse. I knew it was coming.
Oh, man.
I guess cannibalism apple didn't fall too far from the tree.
Do you think he saved the eye for dessert? Like ice cream?
He thought it was just a big piece of caviar. It popped in his mouth.
Yeah.
But did he eat it raw?
Yes, he did.
Oh, God.
He was too lazy to cook it.
These fucking animals.
But how would you cook an eyeball anyway?
Boil it,
yeah.
It'd be like a little gnocchi.
Well, you don't want to put it in a microwave. It'd probably explode.
Yeah, a Florida man has been arrested for allegedly hacking to death a Connecticut man and eating the victim's eye and part of his brain.
Wait, he came from Florida all the way to Connecticut for a meal?
Yeah.
What, he wanted some seafood or something? What? Why Connecticut?
Homeless. Lots of homeless in Connecticut.
Really? Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to see a picture of this cannibal nigger?
Yeah.
Let me get the Skype chat box up here. He's a freaky looking boon.
Da! <Wait. laughs>
Yeah, he's 6'10", or 5'10", but 6 foot with the fro on him.
He looks well fed.
It must have been a fat homeless guy he ate.
Well, yeah.
And there's not 1 ounce of intelligence there. Maybe that's why he was eating brains. He was trying to up his IQ points.
Damn. That boy ain't seen a pair of scissors in about 5 years. Or a razor. That is awful. Ugh. All right. Off my screen.
All right. According to police in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Smith was covered in blood when he told cousin Nicole Rabb on December 16th that he had killed a homeless man with a hatchet and had eaten pieces of his brain and eye. She said he had blood on his pants and was carrying an axe and wanted to take a bath. Now, right there, we know there's something wrong with this nigger. He wanted to take a bath.
Definitely a crazy nigger.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. What will they do next? You know, I was reading a story on the forum yesterday. What was this wild nigger killed a cell guard, right? I think, Whitey, I think you posted on that one too. Maybe it was someone else, but a AA cell prison guard come in to check on him, check on his shoes or something.
Oh, yeah. That's the prison guard. He had a pair of Air Jordans or something smuggled into prison, and he fucking stabbed her to death.
Yeah. And he was in jail for killing someone else. You know, at what point do you give up on this trash? I mean, this is out of control.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. So you had a person in custody, a nigger in custody that had killed somebody, and a guard came in wearing Air Jordans, and the nigger killed
No, somebody had smuggled in some unauthorized shoes. I can only assume they're Air Jordans or some nigger fucking ghetto shoe. She came in to check on the shoes, and the nigger jumped her and I don't know how, but he got a knife or something and stabbed the prison guard to death.
Yeah.
But it was a Shibun, so who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But geez, oh man, I mean, it just, you know, put this in a basket and send it out to sea, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
They're animals. They're rabid animals. You put them in a cage and they don't understand. They're still animals. They're just in a cage now.
Yeah, I know. I read a story this morning too that over in England, I don't know what's going on over there. Some dude got arrested for making a monkey gesture at a nigger.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't read the story, but I saw the headline.
Holy cow.
How do you make a monkey gesture? What do you do? Scratch under your armpit?
I guess. Scratch on top of your head.
or did he like reach in his pants and pull out a dump and throw it at someone?
I think he just started rapping.
Yeah, I mean, you know, beat your chest like the NBA players do. Anything will get you tossed in jail these days.
No shit. Can't offend the poor downtrodden Negroes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Their fragile egos can't take it.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so this Connecticut homeless victim was from Connecticut or in Connecticut? I mean, did the nigger go from Florida to Connecticut to do it, or was it just some Connecticut homeless guy?
It was some Connecticut homeless guy, and the nigger's from Florida originally, and he killed the guy in Connecticut.
Ah, I see.
But, yeah, like you said, what was he doing in Connecticut? How'd he get there?
I don't know. They have, well, according to CT Nighaven, they have really good nigger handouts up there, so he was probably up there trying to get some freebies.
Yeah, no doubt it's worth the trip.
Yeah.
Probably killed somebody, stole their car, and drove it up.
But check this out. Smith put the body parts in a bag and walked to a cemetery where another cousin is buried. At the cemetery, he said he ate the eyeball, which tasted like an oyster, and the brain matter. What the fuck?
Weird.
Seriously gross.
Oh, gosh. Where do they come up with these people?
So that was like a nigger to-go bag?
It's a monkey bag instead of a doggy bag.
It's a monkey bag. Oh.
Jesus. Just when you think they can't get any more feral.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Every time you just think you've seen it all, and along comes another nigger. And another story, and it's like it just leaves me scratching my head. Oh wait, that'll get me tossed in jail around here.
Just don't go ook eek eek while you're scratching your head.
So can you imagine just walking through the graveyard at night for whatever reason and coming across a nigger with a bag full of brains and eyeballs eating it? What the fuck?
I want to. Why would you go to the cemetery to eat an eyeball? Shouldn't he, like, go to McDonald's and get some napkins?
Well, he was hungry. It's a long way away.
He'd be like, what's up, man? Want some of these eyeballs?
And I thought niggers were afraid of ghosts. Why would he go to the cemetery to begin with?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point.
I don't know. Yeah, he was lost.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with him. He wanted to take a bath, and he went around ghosts.
Maybe he was trying to find his way home, and he got lost, and he was like, oh, Lordy, I'm in the cemetery. I'm scared. I guess I'll sit here and eat this here bag of eyeballs and brains. Yeah, right.
Well, if he got lost, I wonder if he was leaving little pieces like Hansel and Gretel with the breadcrumbs, an eyeball here, an ear there, maybe a fucking nose. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, I'm dying here. Oh, mercy.
All right. Well, hey, man, it's good talking to you. Thanks a lot for joining us on the show.
Hey, guys, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, I speak for a lot of folks, I'm sure, when I say thank you for doing the show. I mean, this is a riot. Keeps me going on. I got about a 45-minute trip to work every day and home, and I just put in one of these episodes, and it just gets me through that ride.
That's great.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really entertaining. It's good stuff.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. It's good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. It's good talking to both you guys. Why don't you take it easy, bud?
All right, man. Stay out of the drunk tank.
All right. Goodbye.
We'll all right. See you later. We're gonna jump
to the front and back. All right. We had a lot of fun this week. That was really great talking to everybody tonight. Skyman Eyes, special thanks to him for coming on the show and doing a song for us. Also like to thank Man Bear Pig for joining us and having a great time doing the news. Remember, there is still 2 weeks left for you to win the Radio Contest Award. That is, you have to go to the Chimp Out Arcade and dethrone me as King of the Arcade. I currently have 21 high scores, and looks like Miss Anna is doing pretty well. She just got the new high score in Aim and Fire and Samba, and she also is the Yahtzee champion. She's got 3 recent top scores. Also, Coon Dog, or Coon X Dog, is in the running, and he just got the new top score on Raiden X. So, if you have no idea what any of that means, go to the Chimp Out Arcade, see if you can beat me and win the contest. Be sure to log in next Sunday, because our guest is going to be Kid Clorox, and it's going to be fantastic. So, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Take care of yourselves, be proud, and don't take any shit from any niggers.